and handle the truth.
All right. We're back. Hey, we're wrapping up 2019. We're talking about, silly stuff. We were talking a little bit about the news earlier. We were talking about South Dakota earlier. No, they're on meth. They've been trying to tell you that for a while now, and I guess they just want you to know that because you need to go hug South Dakota.
We're kind of talking about a world, Steve, that you want to be able to walk down the main street of your city and not have to explain to your child what a drag queen is?
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's something that... But they want to force you to do that, right? That was the whole point. What Alan's referring to is an encounter I had yesterday with a couple drag queens that were heading down the street on Main Street while I was walking with my son. And, you know, I can see that they most likely had planned to do a saunter or a sauter or whatever the word is where you walk like you're on a catwalk. Because they were playing dress up, right? And they were playing dance. And they were playing games. And just walking down the street going, I own this place. This is mine. This is mine. Ooh, mine. I'm kind of like going, really? You come in, we're over here and we're just nice to people. And they're just regular people right here, and that's kind of one of the neat things, and we've become a multinational place, right? And it's getting more
so. They were looking for someone to say something about their drag queenedness so they could go off on them and say, oh, you're a hater.
On them, and then they go into act two. Act two is the hating, right? You know, it's like going, oh, you're a hater, or you love me? Here, let me play for you. And it's like, no, man. I didn't want to do that, so I let them saunter on by and just continued on my journey. And I forgot about it for the most part, you know. My son didn't see them. You know, they were just other objects that walked by. There was nothing for him to see. And I'm sure somebody's perception was changed a little bit. But before we got on to the subject of drag queens, I was on the subject of Republic Broadcasting and, well, the alternate media and how important alternate media is to our reality. You know, my friend that was trying to figure out a curriculum to teach, you know, college students about media, right, because they've all, they're so incredibly stupid at the college levels because all they want to teach the kids is climate change, gender studies, how to deal with the media, and then, I don't know, do they do math anymore? One plus one, huh? Nah, do another gender study.
I've got a degree in conceptual and data artistry, Steve.
Now that's another thing, Alan. You know, that's a total another story. What Alan's talking about is, you know, somebody had such a thing as a degree in conceptual and data artistry, what would that be? Well, they probably sold this to somebody, and what it means is they draw pictures of tubes or pipes or, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe a dinosaur, you know, conceptual artistry. But it's to make people, well, take a job for less money because they got a complex job title. That's usually what job titles do. Is they make it, they go, well, I can't give you any more money, but how about a title? Oh, yeah, what are you going to call me? You're the Smurf King. Okay, I didn't get any more money, but I'm now the Smurf King. You know, well, good. I'm glad you're the Smurf King. I'll get to work.
Income, Steve. You know, we live in a world where, you know, if you get a job making $60,000 a year, you can look forward to having a 30-year mortgage on a tiny house and paying $60,000 to $80,000 for a pickup truck, and the world has gone insane. I was talking to my brother last night. I said, you know, he got a new truck, and was like, when did you get that? He said, oh, I got it in May. And he said, actually, you bought it used. And he said he paid about $40,000 for it used, and it actually even had a wreck, one of the rear corner panels. You know, the frame was all right and everything, but it had been in a wreck. So he got it. Normally it was a $60,000 truck, and he got it for like $40,000 because it had been in a wreck, and, you know, it looks perfectly fine and everything. But I was just like, $40,000, damn. You know, that's like almost twice what our parents paid for the house we grew up in.
Mm-hmm. That's an awful lot of money. You know, I think my parents bought the first house their first house for around $27,000 in California. You know, you believe that? You know, I thought I had that as a slight memory, but I was talking to one of my family members, and they told me that that was true. Going, damn, what am I doing wrong?
Well, now you add at least two, maybe three zeros onto the end of that price, is what it would, that same house, even if it hadn't been renovated, is probably selling for now.
Oh, I'm sure it's $250,000. It's got to be at least a quarter of $1 million house now, you know, and it's all of its, you know, cricketiness, because it was a creaker of a house, really, you know, not very well built, right? It was a 1970s, I think they call it an Ickler or an Eichler or something like that. And there is no more coffee in this coffee pod. It's a damn shame. So, but see, I keep getting distracted, Alan. I wanted to go a specific direction, and now is a good time to do it since I don't have any more coffee. You know, back in 2000, I'm looking back at, Republic Broadcasting, trying to figure out about it, right? And I wanted to do something special for Republic Broadcasting for the end of 2019, you know, as we go on to 2020. And, I don't know. I guess this is probably as special as we can get here, folks. You know, if you go out to the Internet, there's this thing called the Wayback Machine. And it'll show you websites, you know, from the past. It's a great way to see what has happened and so forth. And so right now I've gone to the Wayback Machine over at archive.org, and I'm looking at the programming schedule for Republic Broadcasting in 2007. And this is for February through March. And take a look at this, Alan. I'm going to need you an awful lot for this little segment because I don't know some of these names, right? This is a programming schedule for Republic Broadcasting in February of 2007. Do you remember, and anybody that remembers any of these shows and want to talk about them, or if you did the show, if you are the host, please call in 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to hear from you, especially if you're one of the old hosts that's still alive. Man, I don't like the fact that some of them are dead because I really like them. Okay, first will be the Mark Dankoff show. Mark Dankoff show. Wasn't he out of San Antonio?
Yep. He's still around. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dankoff, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he still doing a show?
I believe Mark's a Lutheran minister.
Yeah, I think I met him once over at the Patriots meetup group thingy.
Yeah, he was here. Okay, next.
Okay, next. This was one of the things I really liked, the Derry Brownfield show. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Ignorance gone to seed.
And that's still going on.
Yeah, well, Beth Ann still does it. Derry's unfortunately dead, but Beth Ann is carrying on, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, and she's only on shortwave. I could go into it an awful lot. With Sovereign Man's asking for a link, and I'll go ahead and send him that thing. So the Derry Brownfield show. The next one was the Investigative Journal with Greg Semesky. That doesn't even ring a bell at all. You remember that one?
Man, I know I probably heard it, but... Okay.
Oh, yeah? Ken used to do the show with Greg, you know. Well, if you know any of these guys, you know, come on.
If I heard his voice again. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It seems like I can remember that. That was one of the first times. Yeah, I can remember hearing about that. That's when Gunderson and all those guys were, you know, all this stuff going on with the Omaha thing. Well, what was that scandal? The Franklin scandal. Yeah.
I'm doing a quick search on Greg, trying to see if I can find anything.
Yeah, while you're searching, Steve, I want to pull off real quick. Does anyone out there have a tried and true recipe for de-skunking a dog?
Oh,
I was going
God.
Back last night, and Auntie stuck her nose up a skunk's butt again, and she's kind of stinky.
Yeah, I don't. I really don't. Okay, well, I didn't pull up anything yet on Greg, you know, but I'm sure it's out there. You know, but it's amazing all these names that I see. And here it is, the next one is Dr. Bill Deagle in the Nutra Medical Report. Remember the 2000s? Bill has always been, he's been different over time, you know, and the 2007, I just remember I loved the Nutra Medical Report back then because it talked about so many different things. You know, he talked about, where was it, the tunnels under the earth and, you know, maglev things and just
yeah,
crazy.
One of those child prodigies, you know, that was involved in a lot of these secret projects, yeah.
Yeah, and he's grown, he's been here, he's gone, he's not here now, he's over at GCN, but he's still around. But he was Republic Broadcasting way back when. I guess he's part of it, right? This is one of my favorite times, right? The 4 o'clock time slot with John Stadtmiller in it. There's something about John Stadtmiller at the 4 o'clock time slot that is probably the sweet spot. I don't know from 2008 up until, I don't know, it was 2017. Hey, man, my day ended with John Stadtmiller, and it was just wonderful, right, to hit the end of the working day and to be, you know, at least in Eastern or Central Standard Time, to be listening to the radio, and then all of a sudden, you know, here comes John Stadtmiller on, and you knew the workday was over. Because it's time to clean up and get everything wrapped up, and it's 4 o'clock. I miss him, you know. When I don't have
yep.
the ability,
I've heard John and his frustrations. I've heard him just get so worked up, and you know, I don't know why I'm still doing this poopy cocky and get up and leave the microphone for you know 5-10 minutes or so. Yeah, I've listened to John over the years quite a bit.
Yeah, well. That aside, I'm just saying that it's a great show. And this is back in 2007, folks. You know, this is the lineup of the past. You know, these are the ghosts of the past. Woo! And then there's the flip side. This is Robbie Noel and Jeff Bennett. Now, isn't Jeff Bennett... Robbie Noel is now retired. He moved off to South Africa. Oh my God, that's a great place to retire, right? I don't know how that works, but you know, Jeff Bennett is back on the station, and I really haven't caught his show recently. Have you, Alan?
Periodically, I catch him. I can tell Jeff Bennett's voice. You know, I hadn't heard him in years and years, and I periodically I'll hear him, and it's like you know, he's got a very distinct way of you know, his voice and his cadence that he uses. Yeah, I've listened to him for quite a while, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is a hell of a lineup. I don't know if you guys all, you know, care about all these folks. I know I do. You know, that's I've been listening to them for quite a bunch of years. You know, that's the flip side of Robbie Noel and Jeff Bennett. They've done so many different things, but they're the gold people. Man, we're having a tough morning at home. I don't know if you guys are all getting that. My son's kind of wound up, running around yelling, and
Let him drink all that coffee.
He doesn't need coffee to get wound up, Alan. He just comes online, and we do radio. I don't have a fancy studio or anything. I don't have a room to dedicate towards this. The alternate media is about being there and participating. And so at this point in time, everybody's kind of in lockdown, having a horrible morning because dad's out there talking on the radio. And there's no money to be gained by me doing this. There's maybe my love of radio and love for y'all, and my hope that I'm actually making a difference one little bit at a time, as did all these other people that I'm looking for, in front of me. I know that, there's some of them that are out there that have crafted a living off of the profession of talking on the radio. Bill Deagle, definitely, he sells stuff, right? And that's how he keeps himself alive. Hey, I don't diss him for that at all. You got to do it, if you're going to be in the game. Somebody's got to pay the bills. I pay the bills Monday through Friday, or roughly speaking.
I see nothing wrong with making a profit, as long as what you're selling is an honest product and you're presenting it honestly. As long as you're not raping and pillaging like the rest of the world is, at this community here, we're trying to take care of each other, and if some of them make a profit, you've got something that helps people that makes a profit. I see nothing wrong with that, as long as it's not just exorbitant, like paying someone $428 to come out and screw a piece of pipe into the wall and hook your gas grill up. That was just, I'm sorry, another tangent.
Yeah, it is. And it's also I don't know if it's understandable. They definitely needed to figure that one out. And what Alan is referring to is a job that we were on, years back, when a plumber charged a customer that we were working for at the time $400-something to put a flex tube from a gas barbecue grill to side of the house that had a fitting on it. It was $400, and they're like, "Well, how'd you come up with that number?"
I remember he came up with a bill in his hand, and I was like, "Man, I know John doesn't have a license. He's not licensed to do anything with gas or anything." I said, "But when I got left him, I said I would have come over here and put a little pipe dope on the end of that pipe and screwed it into the wall and hooked up your flex pipe, and I would have charged you $100 and felt guilty about it."
Yeah, there you go. But everybody needs money. The whole world needs money to go. The plumbing company that we were just talking about, they have fixed rates, and by the book, that guy was probably right, in how it's billed. That drive out to his house was an hour, two people 1 hour, right? That's a bill rate. They had to go buy a special piece of equipment. Hey, there's travel time to and from there. That's another half hour to an hour. There's the time that they had to get there, and then the time that they had to do this. By the time they'd done with the bill, that was half a day, right? The customer sees it's only a couple minutes. What do you do? The employees don't get paid for all that other time, just that 15 minutes where they screwed it in and the pipe was $2.95. So, those guys can go to hell. Right? But, there's all sorts of ways to look at it. But when we're looking at it in the reality of radio, which was the context that I was trying to get at, there's a lot of costs. There's a hell of a lot of costs. When we look at something like Republic Broadcasting that has existed for, God, I don't know how long, a long damn time. We're looking over the schedule for 2007 right now. I'm looking at, you on the radio. It's okay, Kyrick. Hang in there. Daddy's going to be done soon. And you guys, that's the break. We're going to take the break, and we'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio 2019. We're still here, folks. Going on 2020. We're talking about, the past, right? I wanted to share a little bit with you on Republic Broadcasting. You know, some of the hosts that are out there in the past. And, well, I guess give you a fair warning that money's needed again, folks. And it really sucks. It really sucks. I mean, truly, to think about November and December, these are the times that they get ready to fleece the crap out of you. You know, we're coming up on this thing called Black Friday. They try to steal a whole bunch of money, and now they don't even give you a deal. They just try to pretend that it's a deal or something, trick your ass. But you need to start thinking a little bit about Republic Broadcasting because it needs money right now. There is a pledge drive that's going on. I'll give you that information. But if you're a listener, you've already heard this quite a few times. Quickly, 1-800-724-2719. Once again, 1-800-724-2719. Hit extension 3. They'll be able to take a donation. I'll give you this information here again because it's important, and we've got to do it, right?
Ken's an interesting guy.
Oh, heck yeah. He can talk all subjects, folks. Ken's met, he's talked to more people than I have, lots. imagine being the board op that gets to talk to all these guests, you know, that, that we just listen to on the radio. That's puny folk. No, Ken's great. You can call him 800-724-2719, extension 3. But, you know, it's been going since forever, right? You know, and we need to support it. We need to make sure that the money's coming in and that it makes it into 2020, right? We do hit these roadblocks. You know that. I know that. And we have to get past them. Little money helps. Big money helps a lot, too. So, you know, give us a call. Yeah, I think it's worth it. You know, giving to Republic Broadcasting keeps it around. If you don't like this show, well, if you don't like this show, you shouldn't be listening to it. I know that's kind of like, Biden saying vote for Trump. I love that.
And you know, you computer people out there, you know, you've got a whole vast, you know, array of streams to listen to. You know, I'm a satellite type guy, you know, and they're getting fewer and fewer streams to listen to there. You know, so I do appreciate RBN being there because, you know, GCN has gone all crappy wacky and, you know, it was kind of, you know, there's a lot of strife in between there and John and all kinds of things. The rivalries that have come and gone. But the information needs to stay here, folks. You can get information from anywhere, but would you rather have it from somewhere that you're getting at least as much of the truth as we've been able to figure out? All of us on here doing this, you know, we might not, you know, break world-breaking events and everything. We're talking about what we see going on in our small community and, you know, what we can possibly try to do to save, you know, the way of life we used to have. That, you know, I hope all of us listening to this station, you know, kind of want to get back to those more peaceful times when you knew your neighbors and you could trust people and there was a little honesty and loyalty and integrity in the world instead of just this madhouse that we're forced to rush around in today and everyone's, you know, a world where debt is wealth. You know, that still just blows every economic concept I was ever taught out of the water. But, it is important that we stay here, folks. You know, maybe not us so much, but the platform.
Right. Yeah, hey, let's go to the phones and see what Sherry has to say. Sherry, hi.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Mark Dankoff is still on, is back on usually one day a week with Patrick Slattery. And Patrick comes on at 1 o'clock weekdays.
Yeah, you told us about that.
Mark's pretty knowledgeable guy.
Mark Dankoff's another one of those guys who's got a unique voice and cadence to his voice that I hear him and I know instantly who it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember
meeting Mark Dankoff at a Patriot meeting, and he came up and somebody was sitting there talking about a problem we were having in town, and he, you know, he's sitting there going, "Well, I can tell you how you can handle it." I'm like, "Billy, I can tell you. Since you figured it out, you go handle it." He's like, you know, I love people with ideas, but that's just me. I'm kind of cocky. You know, I don't like being bossed around. Nothing personal.
No,
Mark. It's just fun. Well, for me, not for him. Maybe not.
Talking about that plumber charging. The guy so much to put a flex pipe on, man. I worked at a car repair place in the office, so I dealt with the customers. And, you know, the people that gripe the most about, you know, what we charged and were the professionals, mostly the lawyers and the doctors.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, Sherry. Hang on. We got a break. We'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now, it's tooth and nail, and it's time for me to say,
all right, we're back. Radio. Hey, Sherry, so we're talking about plumbers and professionals complaining about
people. You know, those people don't have to warranty their performance, their labor, but car repair people and people that build houses and, you know, the manual labor people, they generally have to warranty their work, where, you know, a lawyer doesn't have to guarantee he's going to win the case for you, and a doctor doesn't have to guarantee that he'll there won't be any problems with the surgery.
Yeah, well, and I know Steve runs into that around here, you know, for his services. You know, he'll be in a house, you know, installing a booster, you know, or something for someone, and they'll complain about the bill, and, you know, you stop and you look around, and it's like, well, there's a mirrored glass globe over there they paid $200 for. There's a 6-foot wooden stepladder they paid $600 for because it's supposedly an antique. And there's, you know, there's a deer made out of twigs that they paid, you know, $95 for, but they want to complain about him coming out and actually getting them hooked up back up to the world. No,
That's good. Yeah, I would like to consider that irradiating them, because they want me to cook them with microwave radiation, and I'm frying you. Here, look, you're cooking. Give me my money. whatever. I don't know. Yeah, but people are weird, and I think I've seen that parallel too. The more there's everybody wants something for nothing, and they don't even see it as trying to take money from the backs of people that are doing them a service.
You may have learned to do something a lot faster because you've done it a lot. And that's a school of hard knocks. And, you know, and you talk about flag time for mechanics and stuff, and they may be able to do a clutch on a front-wheel drive car a lot faster than what flag time is. But if they're still warranting it, and, you know, if you've got somebody with a lot of experience and stuff doing it, you'd rather have them than somebody who's only done it a few times.
Sane world, Sherry, but in today's world, competence at your job seems to mean nothing. It's like, you know, used to be people like that were valued. You know, someone who could, you know, do it in their sleep and do it right, you know? But James laughing in the background. That's the world where
that's all I
have.
World
we're trying to change back to, you know, where there's a little honesty and integrity in life.
Thanks, Sherry. Appreciate your call. You know, we should get back to the Republic Broadcasting angle. I could talk about, you know, incompetence of the world around me a lot, but I really wanted to stay on the fact that, well, I wanted to continue on. We were talking about John Stadtmiller, Robbie Noel, and Jeff Bennett. That was 6 o'clock in 2007. Now we go on to Gary Franchi, you know, the Lone Lantern Radio. 2007, he did a 7 o'clock spot. I remember him, and, God, what was his name that he did a lot of work with, the producer of Tootsie and the, what other?
Aaron Russo.
Aaron Russo and Gary Franchi hung around together a lot, if I remember correctly. Now, Frosty Woolrich, God, I know who he is. Didn't he ride a bicycle? You know,
he's still on with Rents quite a bit.
Is he? I hear from him every once in a while. I don't remember too much about him. I thought I remembered he had a bicycle and stuff like that, but
bicycled across every continent, he says. He said, you know, he's seen poverty. You know, he's ridden through China and he's ridden through Pakistan and everywhere, you know, on a bicycle. And, you know, and he's seen the world. And he's got some interesting stories.
Yeah. He's interesting, but I just remember Frosty, and I don't remember the subject. And I don't want to speak ill of anybody, right? And I'm definitely not speaking ill of Frosty Woolrich. All I'm saying is there's a specific point that I listen to Frosty Woolrich, and then I disagree with him, and I go, boop! I'm done, man. I'm done. But maybe I get that wrong. I'm sure I'll bump into it again.
I'm kind of the same way, Steve, but I think with me, it's because he's, you know, pushing all the time that he's, you know, he's a big bicyclist and everything. And, man, you know, around here, most of the bicyclists, you want to run them over. You know, most of them are really, I can't say the word, you know. Some of them are nice people, and, of course, the ones in the real tight, you know, little spandex outfits and everything ruin it for the people that are out there, actually nice people enjoying a ride. You know, you get these bike Nazis.
True. Right. I saw a van out here. It was called Once in a Lifetime Bicycle Tours, and it's this big van with 10 billion bicycles on the top. And I'm like, y'all come out here to ride our streets. This is a once in a lifetime bucket list type thing. What? Really? Here? Oh, is that why you think you can own the whole road? Because you paid a lot of money and it's a once in a lifetime trip to thumb your noses at all the trucks and cars that are actually just living life. But hey, we are selling them a dream, Alan. So, or somebody is. So shouldn't we participate in letting them clog up the street?
they're occupying our hotels and our beds and breakfasts, and they're getting hot funds for us, so everyone in town has to come and beg for money. So that,
At $400 to $600 a night for a stay here in Fredericksburg in one of the B&Bs, they start feeling privileged. And I don't know, maybe I'd start feeling privileged too if I paid out $600 a night to sit in a box, you know, with, I don't know. Bed and breakfasts are strange.
A lot of these old houses around here now that are now bed and breakfasts, I can remember when there actually used to be old German stock people living in them. And now it's just people flitting through, getting shit-faced on wine and spending lots of money and bringing in tax. But it didn't bring in...
Yeah, exactly. So we're almost done with the weekday in 2007, right, for Republic Broadcasting. But I want to give that phone number again, and I'll give the rest of the information here. Call into the network. The phone number is hidden from me right now, 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. And I am repeating this phone number quite a bit, folks, and I'm talking about Republic Broadcasting for two particular reasons. Two, count them, one, two. The first one being I really like Republic Broadcasting, and I don't want it to go away. And two, it needs it. Republic Broadcasting is at a time. And no, I know John is doing a pledge drive and all this other stuff, but I wanted to kind of show you a little bit of the past, and maybe I'll be able to continue this conversation and do a little bit more by showing all the wonderful hosts that have been on the network before as we go on and leave 2019 and go into 2020. Maybe this is interesting to you. It is to me. You know, I could sit around with Alan and look over this list, and we could laugh about the people that are on the radio and what they've meant to us in the time and, you know, and whatnot, like we're doing right here. But you aren't going to be able to do it unless Republic Broadcasting has enough fuel to make it through 2019 into 2020. You know, so you can, all the satellite folks, and, you know, for the people that are off-grid, you can send a, cash, gold, silver. Cash is easier. Federal Reserve notes are easier to deal with. Checks, you can send those. Send those to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, suite number 302. Make sure you put suite number 302, otherwise we're kind of screwed. There's a lot of suites around there. That's Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Again, you can donate at the 800-724-2719, extension 3. I won't give that information out again until the end of the show. I know.
Think about it, folks. You know, where else can you come on and, like, tune in on a Saturday morning and hear someone talking about Slee Stacks? Like, oh, Farron, every time I hear me talk about Slee Stacks, I'm like, Farron's dating himself. I remember that show, The Land of the Lost.
Oh, my God, Slee Stacks. Here's a name for you. Right? This is one. This one always brings up controversy. Right? 8 p.m. in 2007 on Republic Broadcasting, there was a show called The Piper Report with Michael Collins Piper. He's very controversial, huh, Alan?
Yeah, very, very adamant in his views and what he found out. Yeah, it's once again, that's a subject that I have my views and it is very important. Yeah, everything is important. It all has its place.
I don't know. It was a big show. You know, Michael Collins Piper, you know, it was big. He's gone now. So, see you, man. God bless you. Then you got Rick Adams. Rick Adams was on the, it's still on the network, right? Uncensored Radio Free America. Wow, he was doing 9-10 in 2007. He was a nightman, right, doing the night show. You know, and he did that Monday through Friday. Now you can catch him on the weekends. You know, he's ramped it down a little bit. Still enjoy the show. What about you there, Alan?
Yep, from a little place called Rhode Island. Yeah, he's been around for quite a while.
Hi, Kyrick. You're quiet. I get you. So I got to say hi to the boy. You know, he's coming in and being nice.
There's I got family coming in. I guess a lot of y'all probably have family coming in out there. You know, enjoy the togetherness while you can, even if, you know, you just, holidays. You know, Steve and I have our own views on holidays. But, you know, if it gets family together, try to enjoy what you can. Find your bright spots in your life, because we're in a world that's filled full of crap.
Yeah, family, I see, is the most important thing, period. You know, and there you go. You know, friends are important, family's important, but I don't know. Frank Whelan, do you know Frank? The name sounds familiar, Alan, but I can't remember the show. It's Frankly Speaking Radio, and he did 1, 2, 3, 4 hours contiguously. Wow. Do you remember Frank Whelan?
I can't place his voice. I remember the name of the show, but that's been 12 years ago.
Huh. Well, maybe I'm going to have to dig that one
and
up.
I haven't heard him, you know, around any, you know, I guess he might be on some other internet platform, but, you know, I haven't heard about him since he left RBN.
You know, the shame of it all, over time, all these excellent broadcasters, their archives just, like, go into the sun. You know, they talk about stuff, and maybe they collected all their archives. That's a big maybe. Right, there is no great Republic Broadcasting archive that I know of that has everything. Maybe the NSA. You know, maybe we can. I'll be able to request all of my material once we take the keys from the oppressors.
It's like I can remember one show, Steve, and I can't remember the guy's name. I thought I would never forget his name because it was one of the shows that really fascinated me. He was talking about things like, you know, why Rockwall, Texas is called Rockwall, Texas. You know. Because supposedly, you know, they found this huge rock wall that's, I don't know how many, you know, kilometers in diameter, and supposedly found at the base of this wall, found giant skulls and skeletons of these giants, basically. Shortly after that, his show was gone. I can't remember what his name was, but kind of like the Crimson, who was it, the Crimson Pill, you know, that was on for a while. And he was coming on and was talking about, what if the surface of the sun isn't really hot? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that we'd have to go all the way to 2011, and maybe we'll get there. Maybe not today. For sure not today. We still have 2007's, you know, schedule on the weekends. What did it look like? Right? You know? I don't know. Here it is. Let's do it before we lose all the time. You know, in the morning time on Saturdays, we had the No State Project with Mark Stevens. Man, you know, the No State Project, I remember that to a certain point. Didn't they roll that into the New Hampshire Boys? You know, didn't they? 2007 is when LRN.FM was in its early days, and, you know,
seems like that might have been. Yeah, you might be right.
And, okay, 10 o'clock, right, so Mark Stevens did an hour, then next was the American Activist with Dawn and Ingrid. Is that Ingrid and Ingrid Castle? You know,
I believe it was Ingrid Castle.
Yeah. Man, there you go. She's been around for a while. They did 2 hours.
Oh, yeah, that was Dawn. What's his name? Had the paper. Put out the paper up there. They lived up where, in Idaho or Montana somewhere?
The Idaho Observer? No?
I believe that's what it was. Is that not right?
Yeah, it might be. You know, Republic Broadcasting has a huge, huge, amount of surface area that it covers. I could definitely believe that. Next that comes out of the box is Outside the Box with Alex Ansari. You know, I remember the name.
Remember the name of the show. Yeah.
Don't remember the show. But Alex, cheers to you, man. 2007. That was great, you know. Here's a name for you: World Crisis Radio with Webster Tarpley. Webster Tarpley was fun. That was the part where he was like all over the place when Barack Obama was coming to power, you know, and kind of disappeared or got quieter going into 2008, 2009, right, Alan?
Another one of those guys that has a unique voice. You know, when I can hear it, when I hear it, I know that's Webster Tarpley. In fact, I was in a store in in it was in Glen Rose, Texas, and the guy had internet radio playing in the convenience store, and I was in there, and I said, that sounds like Webster Tarpley, and he goes, oh, well, it probably is. I was like, wow. It's like, wow. Mm-hmm. When you meet someone that's awake, it's kind of amazing, you know. You're just like, almost stuns you sometimes.
Right, you know. Man, we could spend time on all these guys if we had the time, you know, but I guess we have. 2007 to 2019, Republic Broadcasting, y'all got it, you know. I missed this part, 2007, you know. But I know some of the names. Next, let's finish Saturday before we hit the break. Truth Jihad Radio with Kevin Barrett, PhD. Wow.
Okay. Yeah, Kevin Barrett. Are you still around?
Do you remember Kevin Barrett? Expand on that at all? Okay. Well, let's see. Then we got The Way We See It, or The Way We See the World with Nick Baggage. I remember him. I can't remember why. I don't think I have ever. Yes.
Right. Angels Don't Play This Harp. Yeah.
Oh, Angels Don't Play This Harp. That's pretty important.
That's one of the shows I loved. I love the technology stuff. Yeah. Right. Yep. Yes, sir.
Not at all. Dr. Nick Baggage, folks, or Baggage, I'm butchering his name, but again, great voice, Republic Broadcasting, 2007, Late Night with Deanne W. and Deanne Burley. Wow, two different Deannes, a Burley, no, it's the same one, I'm just reading it really confused. It's Late Night with Deanne. With Deanne Burley. It's cute. Don't know the show. Don't know the host. It was a 10 to 11 on Saturday nights, you know, back in January of 2007. Cheers, Deanne. You know, don't know that I'm ever going to hear your stuff. Maybe I will. I don't know. You know Deanne there, Alan?
I know I listened to the show because, like I said, you know, when I found it, Steve, you know, there was a, I guess you want to call it a low-power radio, a pirate radio, whatever you want to call it, in the area. And like I said, I happened to be scanning through it, you know, wasn't anything on any other channels I scanned through, and I came across this, what the hell is this? It's like on FM, you know, and I was like, wow. It's like, you know, generally talk radio was on AM, and I switched over, and for some reason I was scanning through the FM, and, wow, came across, and it was, you know, a small radio, and... And
right.
I was glued to it for 24 hours a day, yeah, because it was so refreshing to hear the truth and realize that, wow, you know, I wasn't secretly crazy all this time. What I saw was actually reality, and what I was told was crap. So, yeah, it was refreshing and scary at the same time.
Well, folks, we're not going to be able to. Let me run through Sunday real quick, and then we're going to jump to the phone real quick as we finish the show. Parker Pathways, 2007. Yeah. He left us. Don't really got a full story on that. He didn't die. He's gone. Some say he's some other thing, and some say he's something else, but he's no longer with us on Republic Broadcasting. Officer Jack McLam. Oh God, how many minutes can we? How much can we talk about Jack? Right, you know, God, miss you, Jack McLam. You know, it was wonderful.
I love
show.
The time when he was on the radio and he goes, "Hey, hang on here a minute, folks. There's dogs barking outside, and I've got bunnies out here." And he you can hear it. He picks up and you hear. Shh, shh. He said, "I've got to go out and make sure these dogs aren't going to get my bunnies." He picks up a shotgun and shucks a shell into it and walks outside.
I know. I heard
that was my
same
favorite memory of Jack.
I remember sitting in the barn listening to him doing that. That was incredible. We also have Fearless Radio with Steve Shinnick, right? He did a 2 o'clock, 2 hours at 2 o'clock, followed by the John Moore Show. He was doing weekends at the time. He did 2 hours on Sunday. You know, nowadays he does the Monday through Friday morning time. You know, Restoring the Republic. A lot of people talk about republics, huh? We've got a republic name. Restoring the Republic with Richard Reeves. You know, don't remember too much about that, Richard. Too bad we haven't restored the Republic. Damn shame. But we're working on it. In the Zone with Eric Schein. You know, don't know In the Zone with Eric Schein. Do you?
No? I vaguely remember that, yeah.
The Terry Anderson Show. And that was a late night Sunday thing. I don't really remember that. Appreciate all the hosts and all the people that have listened to Republic Broadcasting. I'm going to give that information out one more time. I don't want to make this sound like a commercial, folks, but I just wanted to remind you a little bit about all these wonderful folks that have spent all their time, you know, trying to entertain or educate me, you, your mother, brother, sister, whatever, and we need to donate. I can't do a pledge drive like NPR, but you can call in and donate, and we really do need to fund this network. 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. You know, does this matter at all to you? Do you guys want to hear 2008, 2009, 2000? Do you want to hear all their names? You know, all the all our compadres, all those wonderful people. I think they're wonderful, even if I disagree with them, because they're trying, damn it. Even though some of them I want to whack with a stick. Okay, yeah. We'll try to get to the phone. You know, go ahead. Try to get on. Let's get it. Mike.
You mentioned...
time,
I know, you mentioned the NSA having copies of all this, and I think earlier this year... Maybe late last year, they mentioned that they had deleted, or they were in the process of deleting, a whole bunch of stuff that they did not have the authority to collect. But all they were doing was deleting their copy. Okay. So you can bet that the Israelis, MI6, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, they all have their own copies of everything. If you remember Filegate under Clinton... What's
remember
that got exposed?
Miss Foster Gate and the two boys on the track gate from the Clintons. And
right. Well, my point being irrelevant to what I'm talking about is that under Filegate, once that got exposed, you could sue or apply to get your file from the Clinton administration. And I would think, you know, anybody that wants to do that ought to support me because the Electronic Frontier Foundation has blown me off. William Binney's blown me off. And I've got good cause. The last federal judge said you have to prove damage from the government 702 authority to be able to sue them. So that's what we got to do. We've got to sue them and make it undeniable that they can kick it out of court and we can get our file and find out what all they've got. And they would have the entire archives of Republic Broadcasting, I would say, going back from when it was Republic Radio in the 90s.
Yep.
Guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's obvious.
Talk to you later. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye.
Yeah, I heard someone say that the only part of the government that's listening to the American public is the NSA. Unfortunately.
There you go. There you go. We're out of time. 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, if you want to help out. You know, worth it. Good one, folks. Bye-bye.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/